Kindergarten daven sech the human daven samach vav begin them an alpha. Begin them to begin with the Gemara in Magdishin that we don't sanctify in today's time. The Torah's going to explain that how does this work out with another Gemara elsewhere? Because Torah's explain what's the reason why we're not making the response. We're concerned for a stumbling block because this is something that is hektish, but there's no utility for it in today's times, and it's a problem for Me'ila. That after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so same reason they nullified taking the tithing of the animal. Again, because of a stumbling block, is you can't be makabit, and it's just going to be there as a stumbling. Says Taisus, but that's a wonder, and Taisus is bouncing off this of Ma'isa Behema, which is the same idea as Agamor is bringing. Because the Perik Behema, the Gemara Shabbos and the Dalman Beis, the Gemara brings Rabbi Elazar, and Azar, you have a Ma'aser Me'edre, he would take tithing from his flock, Treisa Alfi Egli B'Chalshad B'Shata, from his cattle, he would take 12,000 calves every single year. That's how wealthy he was. But the problem is, how do we understand this to be like this? But Rabbi Yechim Nezakei, so first the first Taisus establishes when he lived. Rabbi Yechim Nezakei. He definitely lived a little bit after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, but none from the fact that we're doing the Mishnah, Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, his Kinebich Mazakai, he instituted, etc., because he was the leader. Now, after Beis HaMikdash, then came Gamliel. Now, Ulchala Pachis, so Yishna Sayim Nasi. Now, at the minimum, Rabbi Gamliel had to have been at least a Nasi for 2 years, Ashen Nesman, Rabbi Lezmazar, until Rabbi Lezmazar became the Nasi. As can Master Perk Vlad Shachal, it sounds like the Gemara Brachas of Chabzayin Beis, the Kama where the Gemara says, Ishtakid last year, Tzari Bechuli, Pain Rebel Ezmazariah, and so on, as that whole story brings. So, it means this year he was a Nasi and the previous year. So, at least 2 years. Now, Vim Kane, if that's the case, Rebel Ezmazariah, Lechol Yaisu, Beshaz Churban Ben Tezvav. That means at the minimum, that means that at the most, Rebel Ezmazariah was, at the most, he was 15 years old. Because Shari Ben Yud Chasoy Kishon Mashman is Nasi. He was 18 when he became the Nasi. Now, at the minimum, it had to have been at least 3 years after the Churban, because Rabbi Chizkiah had to be Nasi at some point during, so let's say that's 1 year, and Rabbi Gamliel had to be at least 2 years, that's 3 years, and he was 18 when he became Nasi. So that means Rabbi Chizkiah had a B'mayam bias. That means he was a minor when the Beis HaMikdash was around. And Rakshna Saim left the Churban, only that for 2 years before the Churban was he an adult at the most. And Bekotan Labar Fushim Meiser, who has a minor, he's not someone that could go ahead and take Meiser. Now, B'shvil Eisim Shnasayim Shehigdal Efnei HaChorban, and for the 2 years that he became an adult before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shaz Hayim Afrish, and then he could have maybe, you said, taken off Meiser. Lavel Lameim, shouldn't have said Kol Shata B'Shata every single year if it was only for 2 years. So let's tell you, B'Shlem, what you could say is, Apatrop Shlo Hayim Afrish, right, he was a minor during the Beis HaMikdash, but his caretaker, since he was a very wealthy child, his caretaker did it for him. Wait, now my other approach is, it's not true, Ma'aseh Behem was not nullified right after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and therefore, could be that he was an adult at that time, so although let's say he was a few years after the Churban, and that was 18, could be when he was 20, 23, he was still taking on Ma'aseh, because although they nullified after the Churban, it wasn't right after. Wait, now my other approach is, someone to say, have a Ma'aseh Lamelech, when it says he took Ma'aseh, it doesn't mean that he went and gave Meiser for the halacha of Meiser. It means, for the king, taxes. He gave a tithing of his income. Which I said, well, in here, that doesn't seem to be correct. Shouldn't have said this wording of Meiser, which seems to indicate the halacha of Meiser, should have said anunya, some other terminologies, and therefore, wouldn't seem to be the correct interpretation. Tinek says, must begin with the Gemara v'em achrimin. Neither do we do a cherim vow in today's times. Which tries to qualify which type of chayim we're talking about, and what would be the takala. So Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains, like the opinion, which it's a machlekes, is when you say a chayim vow, which is two types, chayim kahan and chayim shemayim, that's like the one who says that it goes to Beit HaGabayis, to shemayim, and again, that's a stumbling block, because there's no utility for it. Now, v'rim mefarsh, the reader says it could even be going like the one who says that stam chayim go to the kahana. Now, v'avgab, the shari, what do you mean? So then what's the takala? Even though that's permitted to be used when it goes to the kahana, and there's no element of takala. No, hanimile basa demateliat coin. That's only once it reaches the hand of the coin of a coin lechein loy. But if it, before it gets the coin, actually no, then it actually is prohibited and has halacha like hektish. Because I'm prepared kolab psul b'kedush like the gemara mechayz avlam beizim and alf charamim because manchem biad ba'ilim. As long as it's still in the owner who was makdashit with this chayim v'aharin hektish chod v'rayim, even though it's going to the kahanim, for now it has halacha like all purposes for hektish and my element would be mila. Now, Rav Tamei begins to say to the second look, he says, Yachav, if that's the case, Mayi Bizman Hazeh, then why would you say you cannot be Machrim today's times? Avil Bizman Abayis Nami. Then the same thing is in times of Bais HaMikdash. Until you give it, it's like Hektish and it can be a Takala. And once it goes to Kayanim, it's going to be permitted, both Bizman Hazeh and times of Bais HaMikdash. Unless you say Bishlamit, you can say, no, Bizman Abayis, when the Bais HaMikdash was around, the Shechichi Kachim, where they were always frequenting with Kachim, they were proficient and when they were careful with elements of Kedusha. But now that there's no more Kachim, if a guy goes ahead and makram something, then people are not careful and therefore it would be more of an element of the color. Or, you know, I mean, another approach is the time the Mikdash was around, there was many Kahanim all around. No one had to hold on to it because everyone knew where to bring it to. And they had who to give it to. To give it right away to the Kohen. But now we don't frequent with Kahanim, it could be that someone's going to have to hold on for a long time, and then it's going to bring to a takala. Next, it's about to begin with the Gemara. Peiros, ksus, v'kelim, let someone's makdish produce or clothing or vessels. So here, he has to let it rot. Now, tame, it's a wonder, because the Be'arachin, Perek HaMakdish, I'm reading the Gemara, Erechin of Chavtes Melav says, Ahu gavr d'achramino l'nechse b'pumetisa. A person went, and he made his properties into chayim and pumetisa. Also came into Rabbi Huda. And Amalei, Rabbi Huda said to him, Zil shkol dal zuzim v'shod ben haru. Go ahead, take four of zuzim worth, and throw that into the river, and that'll be the equivalent of your chayim. Now, promise, why didn't you tell him like we learned in the Brisa? Peres kuzer kelim, yirkav v'chul has to be left to rot. What's this just taking four zuzim throwing to the river? Well, that's the same. What you could say is, no, they was talking about land where you don't have this option of Yirkavu. Because they're the only way you can fix it is by decontracting on something else and throwing that value into the river. Because if you say, which is the equivalent of, let's say, letting something rot, is just leave the field fallow and don't work it and don't plant it. But so this Boris could do, but there's many fallow fields. But like a hekera, that's not a recognition that means to say, oh, this is supposed to be left to destroy and rot. Possible takal, it's going to come to stumbling block. But metal, then you see the thing is being left to degenerate. So then you recognize, but here not. And therefore, that's why they said he said to deconsecrate and throw that value into the river. I'm going to say, but that person obviously, when he was machrim is nechasim, there must have been also movable items there too. But the parachas of the fact that Gemara asked over there about Ubedi Bumadisa Karka Namahava, that story in Bumadisa was also land. Machlad Matal Navavi. Obviously, there was also movable items over there. So we're back to the question. So why didn't he sell him Yirkavu? And why was he redeeming to throw into the river? Well, that's his thesis. But me, however, you could say, Loyosa Takana Bechil, you're right. This halacha that they said to deconsecrate and throw that into the river, that was El Makarkoi, that was only regarding the lands. And Matalli, Avalu Kamifar Shachabi, you're right. Regarding movable items, they did, like we say it over here, to let it just rot. And Bekolshkin, to the contrary, moreover, the Nichet Tvei, it actually makes more sense. The Maksha Shas Bepshit, as the Gemara was asking in an obvious way, that this story also had land. I mean, Ole, how do they know? Where does it show that the story had land? Dimarakim told them it was only movable items. No, you have to say that for sure there was also land. For the fact that if he just says to fix it by doing chil, well, that would only be nested by Karkarais, and because Bem Talmi leave it to rot, and that's how the Gemara knew that there was Karka there too. The next test must begin with the Gemara, but Tekala Atzma Tanoi. Now, this whole answer we're giving in the Gemara that's a concern with Tekala, the Gemara says, well, it itself is a Machalik Tanoi. Which Tais points out interestingly, here we don't bring the Machalik Tanoim that they bring in the first parak of Pesachim Nachovim based regarding if there's a concern with Tekala. And Vahasim Lemaisi Hanu Tanoi Dehacha, and there they don't bring our Tanoim over here. Why? So it's from the Maisi Dama the Dummy, because they compare what's comparable to another one that's comparable. In other words, here we're talking about Behemoth of Hektish. So we bring the Tanoim that's similar regarding the Alocha of Behemoth Hektish. They were to my concern of eating Truma Tumeya. So they bring something that's similar regarding a barrel of wine that became Tummy, which is Takalos regarding areas of consumption. So it brings what Dummy the Dummy. Tonight says, at the beginning with the Gemara, Amr Biermia, he says, oh, the like Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Which Tais proves from here, the Rabbi Shimon holds it could be Shmuel. That the first confession the Kohen Gadol makes is only on himself. And that's why the Gemara in Shavuos did not answer that because of the first confession the Kohen Gadol was on this fellow Kohanim. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's why the Kohen did not have atonement by the Shemesh Telech. Says Taisim, Mekan Nimitarz. Says, from here is where I answer and explain my deplik Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon perikam de Shavuos. Machalik is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, the first being Shavuos, Rabbi Gimlam based. Rabbi Yehuda Sabi holds Kohanim is Kapram, Mr. Shemesh Telech, Mashar based. That Kohanim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that they got atonement with the Shemesh Telech regarding all the other sins, which that's what the Sar Lazazel was. Rabbi Shimon, no, it's not true. The Kohen did not have any atonement at all with some mishtalech. Now, but come on, some time the Rishim, the Gemara brings over there. What's the reason Rishim and the Gemara brings the pasuk? Malakach hashnei asirim, which compared to some mishtalech tzor l'Hashem, just like tzor l'Hashem is not for kahanim, so too some mishtalech. Says Tosef Hokshli. Now it bothered me. Amayla, come on, time the Rishim. Why didn't you say the reason of Rishim? To prove the Kan did not need the atonement of the Sarim Dechsiv Bepar, because from the fact that it says by the bull of the Kanim, Shnei Viduyin Bedam Par, you have three types of atonements. You have two times confession, and one time regarding the blood, which is Kaparas Damim being sprayed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodama Basahachi, like actually the Gemara says there later on. Bishlam Rishimim, understand according to Rishimim, that he holds that the Kan don't get atonement to Sarim at all. Had to be in Shnei Viduyin Bedam Par. That's why you needed two confessions and the blood of the bull to cover all the bases. So if that's the case, if a name of the Hindu time to be in Shnei doing, maybe say that's the reason why you needed the two confessions. But look at Masik Hasan Rabbi Yehuda, and not the way Rabbi Yehuda concludes that he holds a Kahanim, that they got to atone with all the other sins with the Sar Mishtalech, where he says that the two confessions are the par, it's for a different reason. Katon Rabbi Shmuel, Echalayv Echla Beisek, one time was for himself, one time was for his family. Why? Why are you doing like that? Because Mutav Shiva Zaka V'chabal Chai V'chulu, better that he first gets atonement for himself, and then he goes and does it for the rest of the Kahanim. Now that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a ton of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon, you would say, it doesn't only turn to Rabbi Shmuel, that you need a special vidu for the Kohen Gadol himself, and then afterwards only for the rest of the Kahanim. And no, so therefore, no, it's just actually a different type of atonement, and it's also for the rest of the things. Now says Taisus, so that was my question all along. So say, why don't you say that's the reason why Nalikton Rabbi Shmuel, to say that the other confession is because you need to have atonement for the rest of the sins that Klal Yisrael gets on the Sefer Shleach, but by Rabbi Shimon you're not getting it from there. Why don't you bring the source from there? So it says, "Oh, Mekanya Shletatzim Aron Sugya." I could answer this question. Why didn't the Gemara answer that over there? Because Al Kol Reb Shimon Nami Shletatzim Reb Shmuel. No, you can't say that's the source because he also is Reb Shmuel. That the first vidu is only for him. So you can't prove that Oh, Shmuel doesn't need Kapar for the Kahanim, if not for the Hekish that we brought, because that the second confession is actually first for himself and then for the Kahanim, not to be a different atonement, which would be what the Klal Yisrael gets Shmuel. How do I know this? Because the Rabbi Yirmiyah Mukil Mestin Kribb Shimon, Rabbi Yirmiyah explains that the over here that the Mishnah that doesn't say that the Samash Talech doesn't say Bnei Aharon, he says, oh, that's like Rabbi Shimon, where he holds that that's not atonement for them. And even so, the Mishnah tells Bavida Rishon the power by the first confession of the bullet says Aniu Basi, Perkam Al Muna early on the Flamherim base. Yet a Bavida Sheni Perkta Bavida Kalfi on the Memalvim base. Tan it says Bnei Aharon Bechulu first time Gemara on the Megimon base. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. So you see that the Mishnayis here in Yumar like Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Shmuel. So it comes out that Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Shmuel that the first one's for him and then the other one for the Kahanim. So you cannot prove that the reason why you have three kaparas is to be what the Sar Mishtalech is for Klai Yisrael, is what the Vidyadas Par is for the rest of the Kahanim. And that's why you needed to have, learn it out from the Hekesh of the Seim, to tell us this source of the Halacha, that the Kahanim don't get atonement with the Sar Mishtalech.